All right, Art, so tight end Luke Wilson showed up for his first practice this week. What happened?
He retired after that first practice. It was a little bit of a surprise to all of us because he, as a free agent, signed a contract and the organization seemed to welcome him back. He's been a six-year player for the Seahawks, a very popular guy. But in a tweet Tuesday afternoon, Wilson revealed that he had severe pericardial effusion, which is a buildup of fluid around the heart. And if unchecked, it could be fatal. And so he said he spent several days in the hospital and it changed his perspective, he said, on a lot of things. And his quote directly, "I'll be honest, I have no idea what's next at the moment for me." In the tweet, he saluted the Seahawks players, coaches, and fans, and all the people who helped him growing up. And he basically said that this was it. He had more important priorities than football.
Well, he was a member of the Seahawks for six seasons, but he was never a starter. Tell us a little bit about him.
Wilson was a native of Ontario, went to Rice University in Texas, and was a fifth-round draft pick of the Seahawks in 2013. So that means he won a ring with the Seahawks Super Bowl champions in 2014. He was a real character. He had a great sense of humor. He was a prankster. He was always doing things to enliven the joint. He was even the inventor of what they called Techno Thursday. As you may have heard, the Seahawks loved to play music at practice all the time to keep up the energy level. And he insisted that rather than rap or rock or country, he wanted techno music. And everyone laughed and booed and heckled him, but he got his way more often than not. And he also reintroduced the concept of sports fashion in short shorts. So he was really a lot of fun. And I wanted to provide a quote that Pete Carroll said, "Certain people just have more juice than others. Luke has always been a great part of that for us. He's just one of my favorite people that I've had in the program over the years," end quote. So that tells you a little bit about the affection around the club for Luke.
So he's more than just another guy, right?
Well, yeah, he definitely is that. But, you know, really all of the players are that way. And one of my big laments as a sports follower all these years is that there's been an increasing disconnect, I think, with the fan bases because the turnover is so great in sports. It's hard to develop a relationship and an affection if rosters are churning so often. And I get why. It's part of the business. You have to have the best players on your roster to give you the best chance to win, and the pressure to win is enormous. So I get why it's happening, but I think the best example of a fan-based relationship with players was what I saw with the 1995 Mariners, Ken Griffey Jr., Edgar Martinez, Jay Buhner, Dan Wilson, Randy Johnson. Mm-hmm. And a host of those guys were together as a team for several years. And that's why the intensity of the affection for that team lingers to this day, because people felt like they knew these guys. And some of that still happens today, but it's less frequent. And it's just too bad. I can't say that anybody's wrong for doing all this, but it's another reason why Luke Wilson, around for six seasons, will be missed by the Seahawks fan base.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Art.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is SportsPress Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of these weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kevin Kniestad.